It's not radio. It's EBN.
Al Vitale here. We're with Bengals head coach David Shula. We're at his office, and I might add, Dave's still the youngest head coach of the NFL. David,
give me something here.
He's pretty involved right now. David, I wonder if I could just begin with a simple question.
Just a second.
Nice
David,
catch. What are you doing?
I'm working on my game plan. Fumble!
Oh, yeah. You got Dolphins coming in here Sunday, so you're putting together the plays. And,
huh?
Oh, you know, the plays for the game coming up Sunday.
I'm up by three, less than a minute and a half.
The video game.
John Madden, NFL 95.
It's a great graphic.
It's awesome. Oh, Sega!
Yeah, well, David, if I could just get your attention for one little second here.
Oh, please, you see what you made me do?
Well, gosh, I'm sorry there, David. I just kind of...
Never mind.
I just want to ask you a few things about the big game coming up.
What?
Shula Bowl 2, the winningest coach.
Yeah, winningest coach.
Against his son, the underdog, the losingest coach.
Big sack.
Oh, big sack.
Yeah, so?
Well, I think people like to know, get a little feel for, what it's like with your father coming in. And
Big Daddy.
Big Daddy. Is that what you call him?
No, Al, that was a joke.
It's a very funny joke, too, David, but seriously.
I can never know the right.
David.
I was raised by the streets.
That was very nice. David?
Down with the hood, team.
Dave, you know your dad's coming in here with the Dolphins. David?
What do you want? Oh, my God, a 20-yard kickoff?
Now, you guys are 2-2. You're coming off a less-than-spectacular performance by the defense against the Oilers last Sunday.
They suck.
The Oilers.
The Dolphins.
You know, David, I'm kind of surprised to hear you say that. I mean,
get up.
Well, first of all, they're 3-0. They're, one of the finest teams of the entire AFC.
They suck. I hate the Dolphins.
Yeah, but now this is your dad's team we're talking about here, David.
He sucks.
I gotta say, I am really surprised with that kind of candid comment. I mean, that's your father.
Big Daddy.
And you know, that brings up an interesting point, Dave.
On,
you know,
baby.
Recently the controversy over Big Daddy, Dan Wilkinson, punching his girlfriend in the stomach.
Pregnant girlfriend.
Right, pregnant girlfriend. Well,
nice catch!
How do you deal with that kind of distraction, Dave?
I always try to make something good happen. Something bad's happened.
Uh-huh.
What kind of play was that?
You mean like turning a negative into a positive?
Huh?
Well, you know, like you were saying.
Big Daddy likes to hit pregnant girls.
Right.
So I found a whole bunch of pregos and got them down here, put pads and helmets on them, and let the guys tee off.
Now you're kidding me again, right, Dave?
Gets them really fired up. What?
David, it's time to tell Mr. Vitale goodbye. You have to go home now.
I'm not done with my game plan yet, Katie.
Hi, Katie.
Turn the game off and tell Mr. Vitale goodbye.
Well, I gotta go
away.
I gotta get back
goodbye, to... Goodbye, Mr. Vitale.
This sucks.
And thank you for the interview.
Katie, it's okay.
Got sacked at the two.
Reporting from the office of Bengals head coach David Shula.
This is out of Vitale.
David, turn that game off right now.
Sucks.
Take it easy, Dave.
It all started 10 years ago on a bone-chilling Halloween night. There were some crazy people who thought it would be fun to go take a walk through a cemetery. They thought it'd be really spooky to see the shadows dancing on the trees and the graves. And the same crazy people thought about what was left of those bodies after being buried for 100 years. You know, they say that fingernails keep growing, even after you're dead. They started walking through the cemetery at the stroke of midnight. But soon they weren't walking anymore. They were screaming, run, run like hell.
Crazy enough to run like hell? Call 533-9300 to register and get ready to catch your breath tonight at Walnut Hill Cemetery.
They thought it would be fun. They were wrong.
It's from Vive Cuervo and the station that's been casting a frightful shadow since 1967. WEBN.
With the overwhelming success of Frog's Nude with a Dude, we really had no choice but to do it again.
The suspense sort of builds.
But this time with two significant differences. WEBN somewhat proudly presents Frog's Muff in the Buff.
Hello.
Two women vying for $1,000 with zero clothes. Here with us on Frog's Mountain.
Two times more.
It's equal time for the ladies because we'd hate to appear sexist.
Two girls waiting for me.
So if you're interested in tossing in your skin,
what do you want?
Just give us the finger now.
Yeah.
At 749-1027.
What you got in here?
Frog's Muff in the Buff.
Dynamite in the sack.
From the station that's combining four T's and two A's and still coming up with
what?
W-E-B-N.
If you look really hard, you can almost see the light. The fireworks are coming. See the light. Sunday, September 1st.
All children love fireworks.
From Toyota and W.
Here comes the boom, ready or not.
EBN.
The cow says.
Farm animal tested. Dawn Patrol approved.
Yeah.
New rock. On Sunday,
WEBN. Now, not speaking for the latest frogware. Anna Nicole Smith.
Look at this tie, how embarrassing. God, look how pork or pig I was there.
Actually, we have no idea what she's speaking about.
Jimmy, where's the other stuff?
And we can only imagine how cool she'd look in Frog's fireworks tee. The perfect match for her chest.
You want to kiss me?
Grab yours now.
Please, please.
No, not those. This.
Okay.
The official garment of the Toyota WEBN fireworks. Ready to wear and off the rack now. At Aces and Eights Harley Davidson. Blockbuster. Bigs and Bigs Foods. In the middle of the malls at the Dakota Watch Company. The Cork and Bottle. Dick's.
Just one kiss.
Or online at WEBN.com. The shirt Anna would love to touch if she were in touch with reality.
Oh, who's smelling my belly button?
Boomswear.
Boom.
For the boob in all of us.
I'm gonna take my clothes off.
From the Garment District at WEBN.
You love me?
And
your money back.
Your money back.
If not completely satisfied.
New rock
on the Dawn Patrol on WEBN.
Listen.
Broadcasting from high atop Frog's Mountain, you're listening to the Marconi Award-winning Rock Station of the Year.
So what?
And you're probably asking yourself, who the f*** is Marconi?
I don't know.
I am rock and roll!
WEBN, Cincinnati.
Thank you, Marconi.